Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and the CBS Sports Network. All good on this Feel Good Friday. Hopefully it's all good tonight at the Garden. And we see the Knicks close out the Celtics in Game 6. Seeing a Game 7 will be a totally nervous sphincter shrinkage spot for sure. We don't need that. We don't want to see it. We want to see a victory tonight. So we were just talking before we get back into the Knicks calls and the Subway Series calls, all of that stuff on this Feel Good Friday. You mentioned how Sal's first love is baseball.
Yes.
So I wanted to get your opinion on everybody here on this show and then some of the other hosts would come because it came right to your mind. Like, no, Sal's first love is baseball.
Yes.
So you got your finger on the pulse with people around here. Uh-huh. So Al's first love in sports.
Al's first love in sports, first of all, is the 80s sports.
Okay.
And his team would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, so you think that's his first love.
I don't think he cares about basketball, hates hockey, and baseball is just more of an annoyance to him. So I would have to say it's NFL football, and I would have to say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Al, do you agree with this, your first love?
My first love is NFL football.
Okay. That's fair.
As far as a team, it would be the Mets.
Oh, all right.
But as a sport, NFL football. Okay. I like so many teams now.
Right. That is okay. True. Fraudulent five.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie Scazzeri's.
Eddie Scazzeri is a college football lover, first and foremost.
First and foremost, Eddie, you agree?
Now, yes, but not the first love.
Well, the first love is the Mets.
No.
Really?
Mm.
I was saying college football for him. So it's not the Mets, is it the Jets?
No, he's a Dolphins fan.
I mean, the Dolphins.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Dolphins. Wow.
First love, the Dolphins.
Wow. You're the king of fakakta football.
Yeah, but that came later in life.
So we're talking first love now.
All right, Dolphins. Okay, sorry, I missed that one.
My first
and
love.
And you is the Vikings.
Well, hold on.
Yes, my first love that I was reading that wrong. It was the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, okay. All right, first
when love. You were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought we were talking about now.
That's what I thought as well.
But what does first love mean?
Well, since I've known them.
Or is it like you have the Knicks tonight or the go to the Mets-Yankee game? Well, what's
right.
Your first love?
All right, so for me, I would say you're a Met fan because you've been through all this stuff with the Mets. You go to Met games with your mom and everything else. You go to St. John's games with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that the Vikings are the things that bring the most passion out in you.
Yeah, you could say that. Certainly, the Mets are a more personal thing because it's like a family thing. Like you're mentioning, that's more personal to me. But as far as like passion goes, the Vikings, because I feel like I'm the only, that feels like a thing, like my thing.
Yeah.
And everybody's a Mets fan, obviously, that I know in my life. So, all right. So let's redefine then first love. So you said, when you said Sal's first love was a Mets, you're saying he's most passionate about that.
Okay, yes.
All right.
From what I hear.
All right. So then we'll go through the rest of it. What you're most passionate about now. BT
has got to be the Jets.
Okay. I would agree with that.
So Sal, Mets, BT, Jets, most passionate.
Right, and then I would go Sal and BT, Knicks next on that list.
All right.
Well, BT could be the Yankees, too.
Yankees or Knicks for BT, number two. I'm going Yankees. With baseball, you kidding me? You want to talk to Satan? Sal loves baseball.
Okay.
BT eats baseball for breakfast every day.
Yeah, but I think BT loves to play baseball. He did play baseball, but there's so much testosterone there, there's got to be football.
All right, so Jets and then Yankees. All right. Evan Roberts.
Mets.
Tiki Barber. I mean.
It's got to be the Giants.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah.
Tommy Lugauer.
Knicks. Dudes, okay. Dogs, and Damage.
Sean Morash.
I'm going to say the Giants.
Yeah. You know what? I agree with all those. I was seeing if they were going to be.
Yankees.
Well, come on. That's so obvious.
He's such a Yankee shill.
He doesn't care about
anything. There's only one other bigger Yankee shill than him.
He does not care. Yes, 100%.
There's one other bigger Yankee shill than him.
Keith?
Yes.
Yeah, it's close. It's very close.
No, Keith uses that that media pass to go to Yankee Stadium and shoot all those social media things.
Yeah, true. It's tough.
C-Mac doesn't do that.
He doesn't, but C-Mac, as far as criticizing the team, C-Mac will never do that. Won't ever.
Well, neither will Keith.
Yeah, but Keith also will never talk about the Mets. He's so focused on the Yankees.
But he goes to the Yankee Stadium.
Yes. It is tough. It's close. I'm telling you, it's close. Shill spot, maybe C-Mac, most passionate Keith, I think. But I just know those guys love those Yankees. They definitely do. I don't know what you said there.
But you're those guys
pretty
good.
You're cracking yourself. Like, oh, it's actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, Eddie, he's the good barometer of what's good and what's not.
Very good.
Oh, very good. Wow.
Yeah.
You can't share?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Justin, who's down the Jersey Shore. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, Gio. How you doing? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
So, earlier, Pat Doyle was talking about doing an oil check, and it reminded me of this video that I saw where this big German shepherd was attacking a little dog in a park. Mm. Everyone was trying to pull him off, and they couldn't. This guy comes out of the crowd, like a hero, quite frankly, and he just starts oil checking the German Shepherd, like, very vigorously, trying to get it to release its bite on the dog. So I was wondering, had you seen that video, and two, would you be willing to oil check a German Shepherd to save a stranger's dog?
Justin, great question. Really is a great question. By the way, that Pulse of the People War looks like an oil check, doesn't it? I was just thinking that during the call. All right, couple of things here. One, it wouldn't be my first thought. It wouldn't be my 10th thought to oil check that dog. And the oil check earlier, what he was talking about was a thumb in a unfortunate situation. You could probably figure it out. Thumb towards the rear is what the oil check was. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and Pat Boyle claimed he's done that.
He was doing that as a goalie in soccer. If someone got in his face, he would oil check him. Now, when I hear that, because my first instinct is to rip the dog away, kick the dog, grab the dog. If someone's first instinct is to go and to oil check that dog, that's a pervert who saw an opportunity. That's what that is. That's a sicko. That's a sicko who's like, I can do this now and get away with it. That's what I think.
You know, my thing is the first thing that I would do, because I've actually been in this situation many, many years ago.
Okay.
I would take my fist... And I would and I punched the dog on the side of the head and the ear.
Okay.
And the dog released.
Okay. All right.
And then it looked at me and
said, "Are you ready to go?"
and quite frankly, he just, he whined. Like, I think I really just kind of knocked him out.
How many times you get fisted?
What was the circumstance here? I mean, obviously it had to be very
serious.
It was
it was... trying to think the dog type it was. It was a large dog. It was not a German Shepherd. It was, God.
Okay, what's a big dog?
Yeah, like on a little, poodle or something. I forget what it was. I was in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and you had to do something about it.
And I punched the dog on the side of the head. Mm. And the dog was stunned.
Yeah, and let go. Because it would have killed that other dog if you hadn't done that.
And then some people call 911.
And you're watching this happen?
I am.
a dog is biting another dog and a man in a field.
That could have been me, Al.
And you're watching this happen?
Yes.
All right. I have them on the way.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Why were you whispering?
Hey, okay? What yeah. was
I
that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Were you crying?
No, I was living in an apartment. I don't know if I was so sensitive to next door neighbors that I was talking low, but it was light of day, so it wasn't like it was so early in the morning that it was still dark out. I don't know what that was.
I mean, he's either crying or laughing. It's one of the two.
I think you're crying, actually.
I don't recall crying or laughing, so I don't know what that
so
was.
So weird.
It was very, very strange to hear back.
Because, like, when you say, like, okay, like, it's almost like you laugh, like, oh, they got the police on the way for this silly thing. Like okay, you know, okay. Thanks. But it sounds more like you're upset, like, okay, thank you. So weird.
It's almost like you're having a mental episode.
It does. I mean, it kind of
sounds like.
911, where is the emergency?
It's in Matawan, New Jersey, by the YMCA.
Okay, what's the address?
I don't know. I'm a... Yeah, it's behind that. There's a YMCA. There's a baseball field right behind it.
Okay.
It's on the baseball field.
Okay.
A man was walking his dog, and another dog attacked his dog, and he's now fighting the dogs, like punching them, kicking them. The dogs are attacking him like it's just a crazy scene out here, and the man is screaming. He's by himself.
So what's your name?
My name is Al Duke, D-U-K-E-S.
And a phone number for you? Okay, there's a dog attacking a man.
There's two dogs attacking each other, and the man is trying to break them up. He's punching and kicking the dogs, and the dog, one dog, is attacking him, and he is screaming like he's been bit, and he's holding his arm, and he's screaming, and he's going over there and still trying to break the dogs up, but it's two very dangerous dogs, so.
And you're watching this happen?
I am, because I heard him screaming. I'm looking right out my window, faces the field. The two dogs are still going at it. It's dangerous. The man is wandering around the field, screaming.
What's he wearing?
He's in a hooded jacket, all dark clothing.
You like doing play-by-play, Al.
two very dangerous
and
dogs.
And she is typing away like a madman.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, what's happening now?
Now there's another man come running up to try to break up the dogs as well. This guy does not look like he should be breaking up the dogs, but he looks older.
He doesn't look like he should be doing.
So now there's two men. It's like a German Shepherd and a pit bull. It's like, oh, now the other guy kicked the dog.
Man, I mean, you are doing play by play. It's unbelievable.
I forgot how good this whole thing was.
Yes.
All right, I have them on the way.
Okay.
All right.
That is a top three, maybe even top moment in Boomer and Geo show history. When we found that the first time, that is so good. And the first time it was played was obviously we were just completely beside ourselves in laughter. And I had forgotten it was that good.
That was a private conversation. I don't know why that gets out there.
There's a dog and a man. There's another man. He should not be out there. He looks like an older man. Ooh. Now they're really going at it.
And you're watching this happen.
And you're watching this happen. What's he wearing? What are they doing now?
Oh,
it's amazing. God, that's so good. I mean, and just because of the oil check this morning led us back to this amazing moment on a Feel Good Friday.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen when you walk into the studio.
Full circle. Mark in Hartsdale. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. Boomer and Geo.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Mark?
Well, we're real happy it's Feel Good Friday. We got the games tonight. I'm a longtime Mets Knicks fan. Hopefully,
the Knicks can do it tonight. But my call is, what's Thibodeau going to tell them tonight to do differently to protect against the three? I mean, these shots from half court, you almost got to hope that they throw up bricks. What do you guys think?
Well, number one, they got to be connected on defense. You heard Tom Thibodeau talking about this in his press conference from yesterday. They got to communicate. They got to hustle back on defense. They can't get out of whack in terms of, you know, trying to run around and, you know, what I was talking about yesterday, where guys are just leaving their feet and running past guys and guys are holding on to the ball and then shooting. But the other big problem that they have, and it usually involves Karl-Anthony Towns, it's when they have the pick and roll at the top of the key and you have Al Horford up there holding onto the ball or Cornette holding onto the ball, or whoever Karl-Anthony Towns is playing. And then let's say it's Josh Hart on Derek White. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden Derek White is using that pick. Josh Hart can't fight through it because there's not enough room to get through there. And Karl-Anthony Towns is sitting back 5 feet. And now Karl-Anthony Towns is like the old, you know, put the arm up in the air, but Derek White is 5 feet away from him. So, you know, this is all about, you know, spacing on, you hear all the announcers talking about it. I'm just trying to dumb it down for those of us who, you know, sometimes don't understand these things. But you talk about spacing on the floor. You talk about being connected on defense. And then you talk about fighting either over screens or through screens. But if you can't, the player can't fight over it or through it because Horford is setting or Cornette's setting a better screen, then Karl-Anthony Towns has got to resist the ability for Derek White to come over the top and have a five-foot space to be able to shoot a three-pointer.
Yeah, another thing you know he's going to drill in their heads, Thibodeau, that is these offensive rebounds that the Celtics are getting. It's just unacceptable because they'll huck up a three that'll be a bad shot, get that offensive rebound, then find an open guy with a much better shot on the second chance. So that is something that has to be cleaned
and
up as well.
And that's usually what happens because the ball coming off of a rim on a three-point shot is going to be a little bit more forceful than a ball that's missed, you know, from, you know, 10 feet away.
Yep.
It just makes sense. But I just, look, the Knicks have won three of these games. They are still the favorite to win tonight.
They are, actually,
and
believe it or not.
Something? I mean,
for the first time in the series, they're the favorite.
And the one thing we have seen thus far through the playoffs is that the Knicks have had one bad game, they come back and have a better game. And most of that has to do in large part with Jalen Brunson and some of the things that he's able to do. I hope that OG Anunoby is healthy. I don't want to hear about, you know, a mild strained hamstring if they end up losing this series. Mm. I mean, because I did not like what I saw last
game. Yeah, he didn't look like he was, it wasn't like he was limited with his movement or looked like he was hurt. He just looked like he was confused.
It was like he was forcing the issue and he was getting frustrated. And that's why he had a bad shooting night.
Let's go to Al in Parsippany. What's going on, Al?
Boomer and Gio, good morning. How
good
are you guys?
Good morning, Al.
Real quick, before I get to the point, just with X's and O's, Boomer, they need to just stop White and Brown. They accounted for 50% of their points in Game 5. If they can sell out, if Pritchard and Horford and Cornette beat you, so be it. You know, just sell out, stop those two, or at least limit it. But anyway, I don't know if you guys are aware, the Knicks and the Mets have been, like, synced up during this series. They've been playing in the same day. And whenever the Mets win, the Knicks win. Whenever the Mets lose, the Knicks lose. I saw it online somewhere, but you know, as a Yankee fan, yeah, I'm rooting for the Mets tonight. I'll be honest with you. I need the Knicks to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I hear you. And we're actually looking at it right now. So good call there as CBS Sports Network's put it up. So Steven's off today. So CBS Sports Network, very sharp. So we've got, the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games that they've played on the same night. They have shared a won and lost scenario.
And what I was just talking about when he came to the pick and roll was Derek White, because that's what he's been doing.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I remember this guy here. We'll take his call before we get to a break at Jerry Recco. Alessandro in Brooklyn. Hello, Alessandro.
Hey, what's good? Happy Friday.
Happy Feel Good Friday, Alessandro. What's going on?
What's going on? First of all, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I called talking about me and my wife and me trying to convince her to go out to Long Island.
Yes.
And you guys being such a great ambassadors of Long Island, I'm trying to get some advice. Well, you know, I haven't really been able to get her to get convinced to go out to Long Island just yet. I think I'm really going to have to, like, wait for the moment where she just really has to push one foot in front of the other. However, I just really want to thank you guys for the advice because
it actually really helped me out mentally. You know, just thinking about, like, you know, just don't force it. You know, the day is going to come where she's going to realize, you know. But it just helped me just take a step back. And Boomer, you were totally right. Like, she is just totally cemented in the concrete jungle as it is. So it was just really, really good advice. And I'm just going to be more patient about it. I'm not going to be as violently assertive about the situation. And it'll come.
Alessandro.
Well, you know, we're here for you, Alessandro.
Yeah, thanks, man.
We are definitely here for you. Here's the one thing. Gio has two kids. I have two kids. I have four grandkids.
Mm.
Kids need space.
They do.
You know, I don't want, you know, look, some people raise their kids in apartments. That's fine, because maybe that's the best they can do, or maybe that's what they really want to do. Maybe they want to work or live closer to where they work, whatever. All I can tell you is that kids need space. They got to go run. They got to go play. They got to get out of the house. You know, they need a backyard. They got to step in some dog poop every now and again.
And Alessandro, I stick by my original thought of, you know, don't force it, because that'll make it worse. It will happen. Give her the time. But if it doesn't.
Right in there. Oil check.
No. I was going to say give her an oil check.
No.
What I was going to say is you should consider maybe faking a home invasion and hiring some guys to go in and just, you know, rattle some stuff around, throw a dresser down, and then say, listen, it's way too dangerous to live here.
Well, you could also tell her that, you know, you heard through the grapevine that they're building a prison right around the corner.
But you could look that up. You fake a home invasion.
But you say, like, I heard through the grapevine that this could be coming in a couple years.
Or you could fake, like, a mailing that a sex offender had moved into the neighborhood as well. You could do that. I think that as well.
That works.
So a couple of things to think about if it gets really dire.
Or the other thing is, like, you know, pick out a couple towns on Long Island that you would like to move to. Let's say, I don't know, let's pick Rockville Center, for instance.
Mm.
Beautiful town.
Yeah.
It's close to Brooklyn. You can get in and out, you know, and got a nice main street, a lot of nice restaurants. Go out, take a Friday night and go out to dinner there.
Yeah, and be like, look how wonderful this is.
Look at this place.
This is great. Imagine if we just go home right down the block and have to go all the way back into goddamn Brooklyn. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Little things like that, Alessandro. Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All righty, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Can you feel it?
Knicks fever or in the air.
You got some butterflies. You guys got some butterflies going yet? Yankees, Mets, Knicks.
No. Oh, yeah, I definitely butterflies.
Yeah, you come across as a guy that would have butterflies.
Too early for butterflies. I got butterflies for a round of golf today. I got a little bit of butterflies for that, getting excited.
I'm just thinking about the games tonight, you know, and I'm pretty excited. Getting
your juices flowing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Showboats, Brahmas on Fox, yeah, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? You're going to be up at 8 o'clock?
No. Well, probably.
Friday.
Yeah, but I just still thought, I mean.
Will you go home and take a nap today so you can stay up a little bit later? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're actually, what did you say? Oh, the Brahmas are playing who?
The Showboats.
Oh, okay. Very good. Do you have a favorite team in the Fakakta football UFL?
I don't.
All right. Who's the best team?
Right now,
Battlehawks?
No. Well, the Birmingham Stallions have won 3 straight spring championships.
Oh, wow.
So they're up there.
Man, oh, man. Watch out for them. Here they come, the Stallions. This time of year is Stallion football time. That's what I say. All right, Jerry, what's going on?
Well, you guys are going to be nervous for the Knicks and the Celtics tonight. You've got Game 6, Madison Square. We know the deal here. You win, you advance. Take on the Pacers in the conference finals. New York, the 3-2 series lead. You've got Jason Tatum out, we know. Who knows what Kristaps Porzingis will be tonight. Knicks did not fare well in Game 5, which is why they're home for this game. And if they win, they're going to be shutting down 7th Avenue again, I'm sure, as the Knicks fans will go bonkers. Thursday night, the Nuggets did force a 7th game with their win over the Thunder, 119-107. Nikola Jokic, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. Jamal Murray had 25. So Murray was he was sick. And I guess there was some thought that he might not play. Well, he did. Here was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who was not shocked.
Yeah, I knew he was going to play. Obviously a do or die situation for them. And they came out with that sense of urgency and jumped on us right away. If we want to get a double the next game, we can't let that happen.
And that'll be against Nikola Jokic. You mentioned the double-double, a near triple-double, and it's game 7 soon.
I think it's interesting to watch, and I think the details is going to defense, box out, turnovers, that's going to probably decide the winner.
I think OKC has a blowout next game.
Okay.
That's what I think.
You could be right. We shall see. Now, I think the Knicks are going to have a blowout tonight. Maybe we'll both be right. Both be right. You never know. All right, we get to the baseball tonight. You got Yankees, Mets. It is Carlos Rodon and Tyler McGill. Juan Soto is a big storyline, obviously, going into this game. David Stearns asked why moments like this, big moments, don't seem to bother him.
He just is the same guy regardless of what the moment is. And he's very consistent in his preparation. He enjoys the moment. He also doesn't make more of it than it is. And
that's the way he talks now.
It is.
Pretty funny.
Oh, that up-talking thing is frustrating.
I know. That's Joe Mazzulla for you. Here is Aaron Judge. This was from Wednesday. Here comes the Subway Series.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, two best teams in baseball, going after it. It's going to be an exciting weekend, that's for sure.
The two best teams in baseball or two of the best teams?
It's going to be fun. Best teams in baseball,
I think I know what he was trying to say there.
He dropped the ball.
We mentioned Rodon and McGill. Rodon 4-3, ERA 3.29, McGill 3-3, 3.10 ERA. All the action all weekend long right here on The Fan. Shohei Ohtani, a couple of home runs on his bobblehead night. He keeps doing Ohtani things. All right, got some football here for you. So let's do the Giants first because I have 2 new Bill Belichicks from Good Morning America this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll get to that in just a moment. First, the Giants. You had Abdul Carter with the media talking about first year in, knows what he needs to do.
I would just say pulling more people to like just getting extra work in. Like after practice today, we just got all the guys that was there in the room with me that got some extra work in after practice. Like things like that. Just not only making myself better, but pulling people to make them better too.
And trying to be a leader for sure as a rookie. Here was Joe Shane on Up and Adams with Kay Adams on Carter.
You hear about it, but when you take a guy where we took Abdul at number 3 and you see a guy that's doing all the right things when he's in the building, that's what's most impressive. And that's really what you want when you're going to invest the 3rd pick in a player.
And then I played this earlier. You got the Commanders on the road, the Cowboys on the road, weeks 1 and 2, then home for the Chiefs, then the Chargers.
There's nothing we can do about it. You know, it is what it is, and we have to control the controllables, and, you know, we're going to focus on us right now this time of year.
But we're long ways away from the start of the season, but certainly something that we have an eye on, and then we'll see what the Boomers are 3-1 through those first four games before they head to
That's right. Lines. Lock it in is what he said.
Well, he didn't say lock it in, but he did say 3-1.
So I heard lock it in. Say. I don't know if you didn't hear lock it in. I heard that it was, you don't even need to watch the first four games.
You're worse than the listeners. You hear what you want to hear, lock and then you regurgitate it when it's completely
He already bet it. He actually already bet it. I saw on FanDuel Sports. Wow. He already put it in.
Good odds on that.
He got great odds, yeah.
All right, you guys discussed this this story, this new book by Seth Wickersham that says Caleb Williams was looking to find a way around the NFL's CBA in an effort to avoid being drafted by the Bears and was considering signing, wanting to go to the UFL so he could go somewhere else as a free agent.
Yeah.
Obviously went to the Bears. A lot of this, I guess, came from his dad, whatever. Anyhow, his new coach, Ben Johnson, was on Colin Cowherd yesterday or the day before, and he was asked about, I guess, specifically the way the story goes is that Williams was worried about going to the Bears, where quarterbacks have not had a lot of success, and he would be afraid that maybe he would go down the same path. Here was Johnson when asked, do you have to worry about that mentality creeping into his head when things start to go wrong?
Well, you talk about fears, and I don't see it quite the same way. I see this as is what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one.
I saw the stories, too, about him watching film alone with no coaches. Yeah. Is that possibly true in the NFL?
I know. I thought that was strange.
You know, there are times where you should watch tape yourself, but there are times where you should watch tape with your offensive linemen. You should watch tape with your wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. You should make yourself available to coaches whenever they need to, whether it be on a Monday or Tuesday. You got to be all in. And, you know, I don't necessarily know that this kid was all in at that time and probably went in with a bad attitude, it sounds like, from this Seth Wickersham article. But to me, he's got no excuses anymore now. He's got one of the brightest offensive minds in football. They went out and spent money this offseason on an offensive line. He's got plenty of
players. You're up talking. You've never done that before.
And
ever.
Now you're up talking. You just up talked four straight sentences.
You just pulled a Missoula and Joe Shane on us.
No, David Stearns, right?
Oh, Stearns. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so no more excuses. He's done. This is it. This is your team now. They put every freaking resource they possibly can to make you good. So go out and become good.
There you go.
Agreed.
You're back.
Now you're back again. Yeah.
Jesus.
That was weird.
So strange.
That was almost like Eddie.
I mean, really.
I was pulling a Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah. I mean, like the accent chameleon came right out. That's
funny. All right. Bill Belichick on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan doing the interview. So I didn't see this. Bogish saw this. And I guess it was 8 minutes, and the first 6 minutes or so were all about North Carolina, or 7 minutes, whatever. And then it got to this. This was Strahan.
What do you think about all the attention that your relationship has been getting?
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football, and that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages.
No, so you get the point with where he was going, and the buildup was a little bit more before he just said,
I'm sure he said, hey, look, I got to ask you about something, and that was a innocuous question.
Well, here there was a follow-up.
Okay.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship. And, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach.
How was it?
Yeah. Okay, good. I don't know what they would be looking for other than that.
Well, I mean, CBS Sunday morning, but
he would not have been sitting there with Michael Strahan, a Hall of Famer himself. That's exactly what I would have expected.
Fair enough. Hurricanes beat the Capitals 3-1, so they win the series in 5. The Jets shut out the Stars 4-0, still down 3-2 in that series. And listen to this audio. I don't know if CBS Sports Network has it or not, although they produced it.
Well, Steven's not there, so they probably do have it.
Okay. That's not funny. So you've got the 14th hole here at Quail Hollow, 347-yard par 4. I'll play the audio because it actually tells the story.
Here's our first look at the drivable 14th. 347 today. It's going to be a little bit more difficult to get it on the green than yesterday.
Max Homa.
78% of players went for it. Holy smokes, Max. Was that any good? You got to be kidding me.
Oh,
thank you very much. I guess it won't be so tough to drive it on 14.
2 feet away.
Really?
2 feet.
What? And how far?
347 to the hole.
Made eagle.
Did you see it already?
I did. I have. I mean,
must be downwind.
Yeah, Homa's like five under for the day, so.
Unbelievable. So
now, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
He's on the leaderboard. You happy now?
He's not quite. He's not in the first page of the leaderboard. But
at
he's
five
close.
Under?
Well, what was
five he? Under on the day. Right. I think it was two over.
Okay,
yesterday.
So now he's three under.
Yes, I think. Yeah. So, I mean, it's still Johnny Vegas,
well,
Ryan
he hasn't teed
Gerard.
Off yet. They haven't teed off yet.
No, he has.
Oh, they have.
That's why he's five under on the day. So he's playing. He's,
Johnny
he's,
Vegas?
Johnny Vegas is still up there. He did bogey two, so he's okay. Coming down a little bit. Hatton's really the only one. Adam Scott's up there too. But yeah, the leaderboard still sucks. So hopefully we get Bryson up there, Scotty up there. This is what we need. Come on. Get and, those guys.
And Daryl Hatton had the F-bomb on live TV yesterday too.
Oh, he's just and I also watch him throw his ball into the water after
he's
he
very
it
emotional.
Home.
He is emotional.
Very, very emotional, man.
No question about it. All right, time now for moment of the day. Early this morning, Boomer was fired up, still seething from Jaylen Brown's low blow on Josh Hart from Wednesday night.
I was so incensed yesterday that I thought maybe the NBA would do something about it, but those freaking spineless creatures that work over there aren't going to do anything.
Unless it's Draymond Green. Here's Pat Boyle, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pat just said, would you like me to grab your balls?
You want to try to grab my balls?
Yeah, so here we go. I'll
if you try to grab my balls, I'll throw you through that wall.
This is not how I envision my Friday morning going.
Right, well, I know. Well,
welcome to Boomer and Geo, Pat. So what Boomer would like is for you to attempt to grab his nutsack, and then he's going to show you what would happen if he were Josh Hart and you were Jaylen Brown. You ready?
Now,
sure, let's
no, wait, hold on. I mean, just make sure that you're okay with my reactions, because I cannot control my reactions if you go anywhere near there.
All right, so just give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
You're a muscular man.
It's
you're
a
young man. You can handle this.
So let's see, how are they doing this, right?
All right, so yeah, so it was basically, right, so Boomer is backing into Pat Boyle. Pat is behind him playing the role of Jaylen Brown. And Pat is going to reach for Boomer's nutsack. Oh! And then Boomer's throwing him up against the wall. And he's throwing him in the wall. And the studio is breaking. The studio is breaking. And Pat is getting housed. Housed in the studio this morning. Oh, my goodness. And I believe that there is a broken wall in the back there. We have separated the wall. Stephen Waldron, CBS. And he shattered the picture of him and Gunner.
God!
Oh. That's terrible.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Yeah. All of that happened. That video is up there, by the way, on X. Al put it out there. Pat reposted it. So that all of that did indeed happen.
Right in there. Oil check. There
it is. You know what? That was...
Wait, the beginning of that was so great because Pat's head was actually being slammed up against the wall. Like you were fake punching him at the end, but in the beginning, that was
happened 10 minutes into the show because I came in so upset about watching this Jaylen Brown accosting. His junk.
Yeah, that's right.
Josh Hart's junk. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Junk accosting.
I hate that.
Yeah, well, time to get exact that revenge tonight.
Exactly.
The only way you can. Winning game six and sending them.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Home.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
That's a way to go into a weekend.
Oh, unbelievable on a feel-good Friday.
It's yes. Feel-good Friday.
It is a feel-good
Friday. Is it going to be a feel-good Friday evening?
Is it going to be a feel-good Saturday morning?
Well, Saturday morning, no matter what happens, you got to move on. But feel-good Friday or feel-bad Friday night.
I do. I'm telling you. You know, when the Rangers would get into the playoffs, and for the most part, they would bring me to this point.
Yeah.
Where I was so excited about the game that I would actually have a little bit of butterflies in the morning. And I gotta say, both for Juan Soto and the Mets and the Yankees, and of course for the Knicks, that I cannot wait till that game starts just to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, I would definitely, once the game starts, then I start getting nervous. Even in the first quarter, you get nervous the whole time. And it's funny because I should learn by now, watching basketball forever, but like, the Knicks got up by, what, 9 in the first quarter in that game? And I was like, oh, great.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's just, how many freaking basketball games have I watched where there's 20-point runs? I mean, in this series, too. But I felt so confident. So I just got to realize.
Know, when they're playing at that level, G, I don't care what sport it is, any professional sport. It could be soccer, it could be boxing, it could be whatever it is, tennis. I mean, what it takes mentally to be locked in for that amount of time with that kind of stress and pressure. Mm. You know, and, you know, the great Michael Jordan, his heart rate would go down because he was looking to make the plays. He was looking to win the games. And there are a lot of guys that are like him in a lot of different sports. But that is the testament to when you finally win the championship and what it takes to finally get there. And, you know, in the NHL, we talk about those 16 games that you have to win in order to win the Stanley Cup and how hard it is and everything that you have to go through. And 99% of the players are playing with something that's probably broken or torn, and they're laying it on the line. And I would say, you know, for Jalen Brunson, like tonight, he's going to be under intense pressure because the ball's going to be in his hands at least 85% of the time. Yeah, and he's going to have to distribute.
Yes. You know, there's a couple things that I can count on. One, tonight, Jalen Brunson's not fouling out of the game. He is not going to get into foul trouble. That's not going to happen. One thing that I can't count on is Karl-Anthony Towns getting 3 fouls in the first half like he does seemingly every single game.
Especially when they go after him. Like, I mean, you know, if they feel like they have a pathway to the basket, you know, they're going to try to, you know, bump into him, and they're going to try to force a foul call, which has been, you know, I think he's been dealing with that. I think part of the frustration for the Knicks also is they feel like he is not getting the calls on the other end.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of been a theme, I feel, throughout this series, especially the last game, game 4. It felt like the crowd was going crazy on the officials, saying it was too much Boston, but I don't know. Unless it's so egregious. You also had 2 calls that were going in the Knicks' favor that got challenged by Mazzulla and overturned. So, I mean, you got to think about that angle of it too. I just, it's not going to come down to the officials tonight. It just can't. And there hasn't been, there's been one foul in the entire series I thought was unfair to Karl-Anthony Towns. The rest of them, he has racked up on his own by playing sloppy, out of control basketball, whether it's an offensive foul or the defensive fouls, the big one against Derek White, which was so unnecessary, where he just basically bear hugged the guy and then complained about that being a call. So he's a big one. Him and OG need to have big bounce back games, man. It's like,
well, it's
those
like anything,
two guys.
It's like anything. So, you know, as one of the callers aptly pointed out, and Derek White and Jaylen Brown, you know, that's 60% of the offense right there between those two players.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other players are bit part players, and they actually chip in smartly and rightly and on defense, and they hit key three-pointers because they're all sharp shooting team. And so you have to really pay attention on defense, and you can't get dislodged, especially when there's fast breaks. The one thing I will say about the Celtics that the Knicks have done a pretty good job thus far is they haven't let them get out on too many fast breaks. You know, those long, you know, defensive rebounds, they get out, they're looking down the field, and I mean, down the court for Jason Tatum. He's no longer there, obviously. But so that kind of has been mitigated a little bit. But I would just say defending the three-point shot is the key thing for the Knicks tonight. That really, truly they have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, and they've been miserable at it the entire year. So,
and we don't need flybys, by the way, guys.
Yeah, a lot of flybys.
No, no, no more flybys. Make, you know what you should do? Make like you're going to fly by and stop.
Yeah, Deuce McBride had a big flyby.
Well, Josh Hart's famous for the flyby.
Yeah, he does a lot of flybys. Yeah, I don't know if he could shoot the three like he did in Game 5, even though the Knicks got killed in Game 5, but if he can do that again,
really, OG and Mikal Bridges have to do that. That's not what he's supposed to do. He is supposed to keep the game alive on the offensive boards, play solid defense, go get those rebounds.
But the point being is that he can get those open shots. Like, they're not as in his face. Like, they'll let him shoot those threes, and if it's a closer game, and he can hit those with those opportunities as opposed to giving up the ball. Remember, you were talking about it looked like he wanted to give up the ball so much. And it was true because he couldn't hit any shots that weren't 2 feet in front of his face. If he can get hot from three and he's open, he takes those shots, that could be the difference.
Well, just remember, what he does well is he'll get rid of the ball and he'll move. He very rarely stands still.
Mm.
And he's very good at getting below, like, the basket. Like, he's down there a lot. And the ball is usually out on the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that he's only 6'5". So when he's down underneath there and they throw him the ball, now it's like two tree trunks on top of him.
Smothering him.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, they just got to make their shots tonight. Honestly, that's really what it comes down to. And they got to defend a three. That's how I see it. And, of course, Karl-Anthony Towns cannot foul out.
Yeah, I mean, and not get in foul trouble early in the first half either. I mean, this guy's got to be under control. He's got to be the reason why they win, not the reason why we're going back to Boston in Game 7 in 1 week from today. Can you believe it? 1 week from today, Memorial Day weekend, kickoff to summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.